the book of Hebrews, part 70. I'm Professor Hannes Rezenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or have any questions, please go to my website. It's my WhatsApp number, +27, and it is the international code, 0722-367-124. Go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we're busy with. We are busy with the Book of Revelation, the two keys to the Book of Revelation. It's very important to do that study from part one, and you will be amazed about what is happening. Please subscribe in order to receive the notifications and also our TikTok messages. Please share this link with your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready in order for the study. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that the study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, Yahushua. Hallelujah. We have to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Now I'm going just back to Hebrew 2 verse 16, because I need to say something more about it here. It says here, it says in verse 16, for verily he, Yahushua, took on him, Yahushua, the nature of angels, and he, Yahushua, took on him the seed of Abraham. Verse 17, therefore we all things it behove him, Yahushua, to be made like unto him, his Yahushua, his brethren, that he, that's Yahushua, might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to Yahweh his father, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Those who become part of his bride in this 21st century. Now yesterday on the end we were talking about our names being reinstated in the Book of Life, and that happens through new birth. First we accept Yahushua, repentance in the name of Yahushua, like in Acts 2:36. I'm just thinking of a scripture where Apostle Peter, when they're asking what should we do, that's where the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, was poured out on in Acts chapter 2, and there was a lot of people around. Well, there were thousands of people around the upper room. Why would I say that? Because 3,000 people were immersed. When they heard this, they saw this fire, and they heard this noise, and it's like a rushing wind. And Acts 2:36, they asked Peter, what must we do, brethren? He says, repent. Not repenting before immersing, you're wasting your time. You're taking a trice and then you're making him a wet sinner. That's what you're doing. So Apostle Peter says, repent. Then every one of you be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins. He says in verse 40-41, he says, on that day 3,000 souls were immersed in the name of Yahushua. What a message. But you know what he was doing? He was using the keys that that Yahushua promised him. He says, Peter, you are the rock upon which I will build my church. No, he didn't say it. The message of Peter was the rock message. Peter in Greek means pebbles, which are small stones. He was not the rock, because he couldn't even admit that he was one of the disciples when the mate told him, you are one of them. Because he was fearing his life, and he sworn three times, and then the cock crow. So how can Yahweh build his congregation upon a man that can't even acknowledge that he's part of the apostles or disciples? That time they were still disciples. They only became apostles after he ascended into heaven, Yahushua. So what, and Yahweh told him, upon I will build, you are the rock upon which I will build my church. No, he's not the rock. His name is Peter, pebbles, small stones in Greek. The rock is the word. Yahushua is the rock of all ages. He's the rock. But Peter, I will give unto you keys, in which you unlock in heaven is locked, and vice versa on earth. And what did Apostle Peter do on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:36? He used the keys of the revelation word, unlocking the gospel of salvation unto that multitude of people there, in order for 3,000 souls to be immersed. The biggest day the most people came to repentance, 3,000 were immersed. Somebody asked me, do I think that Apostle Peter could immerse or baptize 3,000 people on one day? I said, no. He didn't baptize them all, but all the other apostles were there. So between them all, they could have baptized 3,000 people just like that, or immerse them in water. So you see, the people is always looking for a loophole to try and escape. Don't worry how they were immersed. They were immersed, 3,000 people. They'd accepted Yahushua the moment that Apostle Peter used the key of salvation. What do I'm using here? I'm using the key of salvation, unlocking the word, the revelation word unto you, which has been written for more than 2,000 years. And the churches for more than 6,000 years, since Protestantism, never was able to unlock these, this revelation gospel unto us. I can't unlock it. It's the Ruach HaKodesh, Father Yahweh, through the Ruach HaKodesh and his son Yahushua, that reveals the scriptures unto me, in order for you to preach this word and teach this word. So, before the foundation of the earth, we were already, our names were written in the book of life. Every child that is born, the name is in the book of life. Growing up, becoming sinful, removing the name. Through accepting Yahushua, repentance, the blood, then the water, immersing, new birth. And the same happens in the natural birth. When a lady is pregnant, first the sign of the blood, then the breaking of the water, then the new birth. Just something to think about. Alright, so my name is reinstated in the book of life through the blood of Yahushua. And that's what I asked yesterday morning when we closed down. How do I keep my name there? I need to keep my name there, living in holiness. Immaterial what the taxis does or what anybody does, we need to keep focused. Should it happen that I make a small mistake, I don't need to be immersed in it. All I call is call upon the blood of Yahushua and his name. Say, sorry, Father, I've made a mistake. We all are to make mistakes, because not one of us is totally holy. We strive towards holiness. One of the disciples says, or one of the people said unto Yahushua, good and good master. He said, there's no one good. No one person on the earth is good. Not even myself. Why? Because he was in the heavenly, he was in a human body. He was made just less than an angel. So he could falter, although he had no sin. He had no sin. He became sin by dying on the cross. So he came to reconcile. He had reconciled us for the sins of the people. He reconciled us unto Yahushua. How? Yahushua reconciled us through his blood, through the nails in his hand, the spear's side, the blood and water that came from the side when he died. For his stripes, Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 18, he suffered for our sins and our griefs. He became sin, because hanging on a Roman cross made you sin. They cursed everyone that hang on the cross. Those Romans, soldiers, they cursed everyone. And even the Sadducees and Pharisees, they cursed. They cursed anyone that hang on a cross. And that's why the Sadducees cursed Yahushua so many times. Wanted to stone him when he said that he will break down the temple and rebuild the temple in 3 days. They want to stone him. He's blaspheming. He was not talking about the temple in Jerusalem. He was talking about his own body. Because he knew that him and his father did not dwell in temples made with hands. He says, your body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And he dwells within us. He's the head of the body, Yahushua. And we are the body with the different ligaments and parts of the body of Yahushua. All we need to do is find our purpose in life, in the kingdom of Yahweh. Where do we fit in and what do we need to do to function 100%, not 50% or 51%. And this is what he says. Once our names has been reinstated, reconciled, as if it was before the foundation of the earth. The Bible says, the moment that I repent unto Yahushua, the moment that I seek his face, if we go into prayer now, and we say, Father Yahweh, in the name of Yahushua, please forgive me all my sins which I have sinned today. Every little mistake I have made, every word I have uttered, every thought I have thought, cleanse me through the blood of Yahushua. I praise you for the blood of Yahushua that redeems me right now. Hallelujah. For that moment when you say hallelujah, we are standing before Father Yahweh as if we have never sinned before. As if it was before the foundation of the earth. Why? Because our sins is cast away. We've been redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. The moment that I pray, and I pray in earnesty, and I call upon the blood of Yahushua and his redemption power, on that moment he cleansed me from the top to my feet. He cleans this vessel out of every thought, deed, anything that I can think about. And for that one moment in time, we stand before him as if we have never sinned. Do you know the scripture says so? But we never understood that. Every time that we pray in the name of Yahushua in earnesty, and we call upon the name above every other name, Yahweh is obliged. He's obliged through the blood of Yahushua to redeem us through the blood of his Son. On that moment, we're as pure and clean as any angel in heaven, although we are in human form. But for a couple of seconds after that, we start thinking, and the things of the earth start, the business and the children and this, then you understand what I'm saying? But for that second or two, the Bible says, we stand before Yahweh if we've never sinned. Why? Because our names has been reinstated through the blood of Yahushua. So now, in order for us to have our names remaining in the book of life, we need to live in holiness according to his word every day of our lives. We need to do Bible study as much as we can, feeding ourselves with the bread of life and the water of life. Feeding our soul's dimension, not our mouths and our body, our soul's dimension, not my heart. My heart can't do nothing. I need to fill my soul's dimension with the living word, the supernatural word of Yahweh. I need to fill my inner being. And how do I do it? Through Bible study. Reading the Bible. Doing the studies. I've got more than 3,000 videos on YouTube, although most of them is in Afrikaans. But there's enough of them in English to keep you busy for a couple of months. So what do? I need to study the word through the revelation name. Come to the name of Yahweh. Yahshua, Yahweh, our Elohim. What is your God's name? Study the book of Revelation. These are all studies that we've done. The lie of the third temple. There are so many studies that we've done already that can keep your minds occupied, that make you feast on the word. And the more you feast on the word, the revelation words, the stronger you will become in the spirit. The stronger you will become in the spirit. So it's important for us to be reinstated, reconciled unto Yahweh. That which He had in mind for us from the beginning, before the foundation of the earth. Reconciled, reinstated, redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. Verse 18, for in that He, capital H, Yahushua, Himself, capital H, had suffered being tempted, He, capital H, Yahushua, is able to secure them that are tempted. What does He do? He has secured us by His blood. He has redeemed us by His blood. He has reinstated our names by His blood. He has reconciled us unto Yahweh our Elohim through His blood. We are new. We are a new creation in Yahushua. All we need to do, we need to come to repentance. We need to be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of sin. And then we need to live in holiness the rest of our lives. Now I think this Hebrews chapter 2 has suddenly become a very important part of the book of Hebrews after reading Hebrews chapter 1. What I would like you to do for homework, go back, read Hebrews 1. We've heard a lot of things. Right after that, read Hebrews 2. Bring the two together. And then you read Hebrews 3. And make your own notes. Because if Yahweh's will on Monday, we'll start with Hebrews 3. Enjoy this weekend. Be a positive testimony unto Yahushua. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.